Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, is this really all a man needs to be happy? I would need a better chair and at least three monitors. The ideal men's room looks like a college dorm room, even though most men aren't going to college anymore. This is the ideal setup for a guy in his 20s. Grown men need a $1,000 Herman Miller chair and a proper box spring. There's something also excessive in that room. Why the extra table with nothing on it? Women in corporations hate men like this. Up next is the current Hollywoke studio model. They make girl power films and neither men nor women want to watch them. And then they attack only men for not watching them, trying to stir up drama instead of profits. Men primarily watch sci-fi, superhero, and history films. Women watch dramas, romantic comedies, musicals, and period pieces. And they don't even have to be good. They don't understand why men are different. Number three is probably a film both males and females can get behind. Sub-Zero supposedly knocks up Elsa. But we all know that's probably Scorpion's baby in her belly. But if it is Sub-Zero's baby, then I'm sure that many of you would want to see his X-rated finishing move. Babality. Sub-Zero wins. Or does he? One day with AI, this will get made. Moving on, all the Antichrist will have to do to get most people to take the Mark of the Beast is to threaten people's jobs. 95% of Canadians over the age of 18 took the mark. The other 5% were either self-employed and had enough cash to cushion themselves to keep their principles. If you could only buy and sell things if you got the mark, then the number would drop down to less than a fraction of 1% of adults. I'd have to leave the country. Number 5, this is what happens when a woman gets arrested and the police department doesn't let her put a filter on her mugshot. Soon guys will be asking for unaltered mugshots on dating profiles. For many ladies out there, this is what you guys will see when the filter comes off. You were probably expecting lay in a bikini, but instead you got yourself a Gamorrean guard. Up next, a white Thomson Reuters data scientist lost his $350,000 a year job for sharing data proving that the popo ended more unarmed whites than blacks. And he had so-called proof that BLM led to thousands of people being ended. When your arguments are so bad that the only way you can win in a debate is by censoring your opponents, we've officially entered the age of authoritarianism. People doing this don't realize that eventually it'll get used against them too. Number 7, female-owned group preference knows no limits. Even though Amber shit the bed in the eyes of women, she still doesn't have to sleep in it. This woman says that she's their Joan of Arc. More like Joan of Fart. It doesn't matter that Depp won or that he has more status than her. Women always defend other women. It's a biological thing. Moving on, here are some new prototype airline seats. It would be fun to watching a 350-pound woman trying to get in and out of one of these. Airline seats are going to turn into roller coaster seats. If this happens, then I'll start investing in plasma trains. I thought this is some kind of torture device at first. No thanks. I'd rather just stand at this point and use one of these bad boys, regardless of the dangerous turbulence. Number 9, here are some unlikely stories of post-wall Lonely Fools content creators who become Christian preachers. They're hoping that you judge not, lest ye be judged. They used to believe in a different holy trinity. All three of their holes, that is. Now they're post-wall and moving on to another grift. Guys that are Catholic and Orthodox would never put up with this, and in fact don't have pre-male priests at all. A couple of weeks ago I covered a story about a Lonely Fools model that used to be a preacher. Their desperation is getting real. Up next, guys will literally destroy their lives to be with a woman like this. And it's worse than you thought. Dudes will destroy their life for a fatty working behind that counter at the local mini-mart because she just talks to him. But just remember, this is the best she'll ever look. But it makes me wonder if those chesticles are even real. She would also be mid if she didn't have them. Number 11 is another example of why the left can meme. Some random Antifa dude thinks that the Chinese putting Muslims in concentration camps and the USSR ending people's families is just a CIA psyop. The only argument this crazy person has is that if the USSR ended your family, you must have been really bad. Unproductive and disruptive useful idiots like this will be the first to go in a socialist or communist regime. moving on as a girl boss that got a degree from Harvard and a tech job. But now all she wants to do is be a stay-at-home dog mom, instead of living and doing the 9-to-5 and paying $4,300 in rent. Dog mom, really? Most men want real moms. She's clearly not making enough money to get her eyelids done either. Another woman that was fooled by feminism and resentful women. I think we need to file this under First World Problems. Number 13, if Hollywoke made a Popeye remake, they would replace Robin Williams with this woman. She looks like she's smuggling bologna in her sleeves. Either that or loaves of bread. Popeye used to eat spinach, but I don't think this woman has touched a vegetable in decades. I am what I am. Up next, this 23-year-old mother of three reveals how she went from being a raging feminist to a conservative trad wife. But it's just female chameleon cosplay. Next, she's probably going to become a trans influencer or underwater zebra. And yet guys think that they're pretending to be traditional is a big win. It isn't a W for win, but an L for lie. Just wait until she divorces her husband so she can find herself in the arms of some hungry Haitian migrant. Number 15, after trad wives, some women will probably take on jobs in the trades. They don't need no man to attach a door, though. If they all do such a great job, they might as well get to buy those hanging door beads from the 70s instead. I bet the mainstream media would say that this woman is redefining what it means to hang a door, and that it's just alt-right trolls that are upset by it. Is that a glory hole, though? Moving on now, saying that the most qualified person should get the job is considered a microaggression, according to Britain's top universities. They're probably the same universities that support free speech, just not hate speech, or that support physics, but just not gravity. People have gone completely insane with diversity, equity, inclusion, and refuse to accept that there are gender and race differences, on average, that go beyond just appearance. Number 17, here's a story that I almost fantasize about being true. That Lizzo tried crowd surfing and ended 34 people as a result. If she treats her friends like that, then I'd hate to see how she treats her enemies. She probably also uses tablecloths as underwear. Her own backup dancer sued her for sexual assault during a team-building exercise. If a man did that, he would have been locked up for 20 years. Up next, if a man has to have a house, a car, and a good job before marriage, what does a woman have to bring besides her virginity, no debt, the ability to keep quiet and not be fat? But even just asking a woman all those things these days is oppressive. But remember that every woman wants a good man until the good man requires that they be a good woman. Then all hell breaks loose. Also, she can't be woke and at the very least, know how to clean up after herself. Number 19, we have a woman that quit her job to earn six figures a month, pretending to be a dog. And she's probably never been happier. So she's making over $1 million a year acting like an animal. What kind of simp would pay for that? Actually, there are 120,000 simps, each paying $20 a month to watch her content. So I guess that answers the question. Dudes hoping that she'll be loyal like a dog are deluding themselves. Moving on, in South Africa, there are 28 million people on grants and public assistance. Gee, I wonder who's paying for most of that. People have been saying that whites have been leaving South Africa, but the white population has actually been growing there. It was 4.29 in 2001. 4.58 million in 2011, and 4.68 million in 2020. I guess it encourages your people to procreate and have kids when you're facing the constant fear of annihilation. My theory is that fertility rates are tied to the destruction of your own group, which seems pretty accurate now. Number 25, according to the US Space Force, this is the best photograph yet from the James Webb Telescope, of a black hole. Looks like ex-wives and black holes share a resemblance. But instead of light never escaping, it's men's cash that gets sucked into the event horizon. I also didn't know that Jada Pinkett Smith went to space. It looks dry and therefore hostile. Let's reposition the telescope. Up next, when a woman tells you that she can't handle what she has, remember this is what she has. Meat curtains. All you need to do is add a Cheeto without flavor in the middle, and it'll be a lot more accurate. It kind of reminds me of that Arby's new I'm ready to settle down sandwich. It might also need to be marinated in black nut sauce. Number 23, a stalker who sent 160,000 messages to a man over a 10-month period after she met him on a millionaire matchmaking website wants her case to go to trial because she thinks the jury will clear her and order her to marry the alleged victim. Always asked to see a woman's mugshot before dating her. The reason he probably ran away was because he saw her without her makeup on. I never knew why she was stalking him. Now that we all know he's a millionaire, it's all making sense. In 1933, a Japanese girl named Kyoko Matsumoto ended herself by jumping into a volcano. This started a trend, and 945 people, I mean simps, followed her in, probably thinking they would rescue her or something. I've heard about that Japanese forest where people end themselves, but never this volcano. Kyoko was also a rainbow person and couldn't be with the woman she loved, so that's why she did it. Number 25 in the last one, a woman thought she had her man hooked to her, and so she ignored him for 2 weeks. She even told her friend that if you don't give a man time to miss you, then it's not good for the relationship. But by the time she spoke with him, he'd already moved on to another woman. Plot twist. Her friend is the new girlfriend. Don't F around with chats. They don't play those sorts of games. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over on my X account, where I post them ahead of time. Link is below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.